let up and light up a Camel. Smokers find that Camel's costlier tobaccos are soothing to the nerves. Here comes the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Trio, Martha Tilton, and songwriter Johnny Mercer, who was initiated here in the clubhouse last week. So gather around, swing fans, from coast to coast. It's meeting time. And while you're swinging out with Benny Goodman, we'd like to say just a word of thanks to you smokers who've made this show possible. You are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel. And here's your president, Benny Goodman.
Thank you, Secretary Seymour. You know, club members, I've said thank you, Secretary Seymour, many times in the past. Well, after tonight's broadcast, Dan's term of office comes to an end. As our secretary, he has kept the meetings in good order, and we're really sorry to see him go, and we're going to miss him. So I'm sure that club members all over the country will be joining us every time we say thank you, Dan Seymour.
Thank you, President Goodman. But right now, I'm sure all club members all over the country will be glad to hear that meeting swings to order as Benny and the band swing into that ever young 10-year-old Sweet Sue.
Last week, we initiated a new club member from Hollywood, Johnny Mercer, author of such great songs as You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby and Jeepers Creepers. He also wrote the lyrics of some real swing tunes, the Dixieland Band, Fairly Well to Harlem, and The Girlfriend of the Whirling Derby.
Hey, wait a minute, Benny.
Well, what is it, Johnny?
Well, I wish you wouldn't give me such a build-up. It makes me self-conscious.
It does, huh? Well, here's something that will make you proud. The inner circle of club members have decided to make you vice president of the club.
You mean I'll have a title?
Yes, from now on you'll be known as VP in charge of MIPU.
What?
MIPU.
Say, Benny, you're getting self-conscious now.
Well, let me explain. VP in charge of MIPU means vice president in charge of musical instrument picking up. How do you like it?
Well, I'd rather be vice president in charge of Martha Tilton.
Well, Martha, what do you say to that?
Could be.
Why, that's a music cue.
It's not only a music cue, it's also the title of the very newest song written by our own Johnny Mercer. So, Johnny, for a verse and two choruses, you can be VP in charge of Martha T. I'll join you later, say, in the third chorus.
We can hardly wait, Gate.
Could be that yellow moon is just a big balloon and not that yellow moon above.
Could be that angel face is something out of space and not that angel face I love.
Oh, could be this heart of mine is just a valentine and not this heart of mine at all.
Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Could be that starry sky was painted by some guy, and not that starry sky we knew.
Could be that kiss I stole was just a tootsie roll, and not that kiss I stole from you.
Could be the things you said were in the book I read, and not the things you said to me.
Oh, could be I'm in a trance,
but then there's just a chance.
Could be I'm in love, could be. It's the third chorus, Benny. You ready?
That's quite a pretty thing. I mean the way you sing. But we get paid to swing.
Oh, could be.
Must have been. You members get offset to hear a swing quartet. Then comes the love duet.
Shouldn't happen?
Can't happen here, John.
Well, all right.
Leave all that moon and June for someone else to groom. Cause we can't play a tune that way.
Okay.
Listen here, Mr. M. You wrote it. I'll agree. But if you're asking me, this is how the tune could be.
Dear friends of radio, in case you wanna know, what you heard was called,
what you just heard was called,
could be.
Every time you and I sing, Benny, I feel sure we've got something. Something great in our throats just longing to come out.
Yeah, our tonsils.
Could be, could be. Here's the Goodman Trio blending their own swing arrangement of a lovely melody, softly as in a morning sunrise.
Thank you.
Tell me, President Goodman, what's this I see in the order of proceedings, graduation ceremonies?
That, Johnny Mercer, is an event that makes us very proud here in the club. One of our most worthy fellow members is starting out on his own in a couple of weeks, and we all wish him the best of luck. It's our trumpet player, Harry James. Take a bow, Harry.
So Harry's going out to blow his own horn. I presume he graduates magna cum laude, and I mean louder and louder. How long has Harry been captain of the trumpet team, President Goodman?
Oh, for more than 2 years. And he's always been one of our star players. And now, like our brilliant alumnus of last year, Gene Krupa, Harry is going to start a band of his own. He tells me the theme song at his branch meetings of swing fans will be Cheery Beery Bim.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay, Harry, give them a cue for the theme of what we know will be a great band.
Auxiliary, Martha Tilton, returned to the platform with one of your current favorites, I Have Eyes.
I have eyes to see well, but they see only you. For you have eyes that put the very stars to shame. I have limbs to die with, what else am I to do? When when you have lived that fill my very soul with flame. Tonight you're near to me in a light bright as day, but still you're dear to me. I can see the miles away. I have eyes to stay with, but yet when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my heart.
Martha, if I could only make a date with you on the veranda of the clubhouse after the broadcast, I'll try to tell you how much I like that.
My, Johnny Mercer, you're an awfully fast worker for a vice president.
And you forget, Mr. VP, after the broadcast, you're in charge of picking up musical instruments.
Well, I was wondering, President Goodman, whether I couldn't be demoted.
Did you say demoted?
Yes, demoted from vice president to, say, treasurer. You know, collecting dues and fines and, well... Don't you think there might be more in it for me?
I see. Johnny Mercenary.
Woo! If I were treasurer, that fund would cost you plenty.
Of course, now that Dan Seymour is leaving us, we will have to elect the new secretary for club meetings.
Well, then I could be secretary treasurer.
Oh, here, not so fast, Johnny. You have a lot to learn first. Can you, for instance, recite the club motto?
President Goodman will keep members informed of what's new and good, period.
That's what it says, and here's how it works. We were at a branch meeting of swing fans the other night, and we heard a guitar player named Leonard Ware. He was doing things with an electric guitar that we thought club members ought to hear.
I wonder if everyone knows what a swing electric guitar sounds like, Benny.
Well, Leonard will be glad to demonstrate. Can we hear a few bars, Mr. Ware?
And this is where the Goodman Quartet makes magic. A lightning transformation. 1 minute you have Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, Buddy Schutz, and Benny Goodman. They add Al Hall on bass and Leonard Ware's electric guitar. Presto, change-o, not a quartet, but a sextet. And abracadabra, they play Umbrella Man, not as a waltz, but a foxtrot.
Thank you.
Say, Benny, before I leave, I want to hand over to Johnny Mercer that special file of ours. The letters from the hot clubs of America electing you, Benny, their honorary president.
Well, thank you, Dan Seymour.
Now, Johnny, suppose you tell the hot clubs what we've got for them this week.
Benny, I heard you rehearse it, and it cannot be described. Except that the title is, I Sent for You Yesterday, and Here You Come Today. If you hear anybody singing about halfway through, it'll be me. Aside from that, it is a killer.
Here it is, Hot Clubs of America, your president, Benny Goodman, and the band in this week's special, I Sent for You Yesterday, and Here You Come Today. During the proceedings, Johnny Mercer will oblige with a slight aria.
Thank you. I guess we'll have to bring that one up for review again sometime. This is Benny Goodman saying so long, club members. Hope you'll all turn out for the meeting next week. We've given Johnny Mercer a passkey to the clubhouse and told him to let himself in every Tuesday. Until then, good night for Camels and all the gang.
And good night for me, too, Johnny Mercer. Here's where I start my new job, musical instrument picking up. And from the looks of things around here, it'll take me until next Tuesday to get the place in order.
Well, get to work, Johnny, and good night, Benny. Remember, you've all got a date next Tuesday night with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Trio and Quartet, Martha Tilton and Johnny Mercer. Next Monday night over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. Eddie's special guest is Boris Karloff. So make it a Monday night date, too. I Have Eyes is from Paris Honeymoon. This is Dan Seymour speaking. So long, gang. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.